Proclamation number 7734, dated the October 30th, 1960. Unselfish distribution of the word. When you take part in the distribution of my word, you should only be motivated by your love for me and other people. You should want to carry out the task I have appointed you to do, and you should try to lessen the other person's spiritual need, which has prompted me to endow you with gifts of grace abundantly, so that you share these where I cannot take action myself. Your work for me and my kingdom should only ever be inspired by love. Then success won't fail, because love is a strength which is never without result. Although your spiritual work will be ridiculed by people who have no faith whatsoever, because it is incomprehensible to them why someone would work without material gain, but then you can be even more certain of my blessing, which rests upon every selfless act of labor in my vineyard. You have not understood the value of my gifts of grace until you regard them as spiritual values which alone can result in spiritual success. Only then are you useful servants to me, who do not serve their master for their own benefit, but who seek to increase his profit. And this consists of the acquisition of souls for the celestial kingdom. One day you, too, will have to discard your body, and you cannot bring your earthly possessions into my kingdom. And yet you can enter it richly blessed, because spiritual possessions follow you into eternity, which were disregarded on earth by those who did not become aware of the meaning and purpose of earthly life. They have acquired earthly goods for themselves on earth, and consequently have already received their entitled reward for their actions and way of life. But they will have little to show for it at the gate of eternity, because they took no notice of spiritual wealth. Those of you who want to work for me and my kingdom should disregard earthly gain. Only love should motivate you to do your work. You should look around you and recognize the spiritual poverty in humanity's life. You should want to help in the knowledge that humanity is approaching the abyss, and you should work untiringly, because this is necessary in view of the end. Then you will also understand why you become isolated from the outside world, which can distract your attention from the task you should fulfill. You will understand that time and again I will seek faithful servants to take part in the work, who want to bring the gospel to their fellow human beings, because people ought to hear my word, which I repeatedly send to them through you. And you will understand that I will knock on every door, that I send you before me to announce the Lord, who wants to come himself, who wants to take abode with them. Since they cannot yet hear me, you have to go before me so that I can speak to them through you, because they badly need to be informed of me, of my love, which wants to save them before the end. And thus everything should be done to inform people that I work through my spirit in the heart of every human being who is of good will. You should tell them with love and kindness of me and my actions. You should bring them my word, which I have blessed with my strength, and you should not tire to take care of your fellow human beings' spiritual poverty by helping to spread my word. And I myself will lead the people to you. I shall bless every selfless work done by you for me and my kingdom. Amen.